the third episode of the Power of Poetry podcast. I'm Gideon, the host for this podcast network. Please, you're welcome to stay with me till the end of this presentation. Have you observed that worthy and famous people, despite their riches, are restless and unsatisfied? I mean, we are all studying and working hard to be worthy someday in this life. Have we ever paused to think that will the riches be all that we need, and then will we be fully satisfied? Won't we search for anything else? Ladies and gentlemen, with the aid of George Herbert's poem titled The Bully, I have uncovered the answers to these questions through the lines of this interesting poem that I'm about to share with you today. I will firstly read out the poem to your hearing, so please be my audience. The Bully by George Herbert. When God at first made man, having a glass of blessing standing by, "Let us," said he, "pour on him all we can. Let the world's riches which dispersed lie contract into a span." So strength first made a way, then beauty flowed, then wisdom, honor, pleasure. When almost all was out, God made a stay, perceiving that alone of all his treasure rest in the bottom lay. "For if I should," said he, "bestow this jewel also on my creature, he would adore my gift instead of me, and rest in nature, not the God of nature. So both should losers be. Yet let him keep the rest, but keep them with repining restlessness. Let him be rich and weary, that at least, if goodness lead him not, yet weariness may toss him to my breast." The Bully is a four-stanza poem, with each stanza made up of a quatrain, or five lines. In all, the poem contained 20 lines. George Herbert was a Welsh born in the year 1593 into a worthy and artistically gifted family. He studied at Westminster School, being taught by Lancelot Andrews, who was an influential bishop and one of the masterminds on the committee which translated the King James Version of the Bible. Now, for the summary analysis of the poem. And before that, knowing what a bully is will make the analysis less complicated and more meaningful. A bully is a wheel with a grooved rim in which a pulled rope or chain will lift an object from below to above. For instance, the pulley is used in drawing water from a well. Folks, moving on to the analysis of the poem. The Bully is a religious and a metaphysical poem, in the sense that the bully is beyond that which is physical. Also, it makes good use of extended metaphor known as conceit. The poem answers the question about how mankind is restless and unsatisfied despite their riches, wealth, and fame. According to the poem, when God was creating man, he had a glass full of blessing right beside him to be deposited on him right after creation. The contents of the blessings were, according to the poem, strength, beauty, wisdom, honor, and pleasure. Initially, these blessings were scattered around the earth, and God commanded them into a span. God commanded all to come together in order to be bestowed on mankind. So eventually, God began to pour out the blessings on man. So man became strong, beautiful, wise, and so on. However, God did not empty the glass of blessings. He kept one blessing called rest for himself. He reserved rest in the glass for fear that if he added this blessing with the others, mankind would have all that they need and they would fail to give reference to their Creator. God did not want this to happen, because if this happens, he will lose his crown creation and mankind will also lose their Creator as well. So therefore, he allows man to keep the rest of the blessings, but keep them with restlessness and unsatisfaction. Folks, this explains why most worthy people are still searching for something and are restless and unsatisfied. This is because the source of rest is not in the things of this world, but rather it is with the Creator himself. The Pulley is a beautiful poem, but I find the last couplets or the last two lines very, very interesting and educative. In the last two lines of the poem, it reads, "If goodness leads him not, yet weariness may toss him to my breast." Here God provided ways that humans can come back to him. The first is out of the goodness of their own hearts, out of faith and divine loyalty to him. The second is weariness, restlessness, and unsatisfaction. And this is why God used rest as a language through which man can connect with him. That is, if mankind wander in this world and finds no rest and satisfaction, he will then approach God for rest and peace. See, this is a poem, but you and I can testify to the fact that this is not a work of fiction. George Herbert, through the lines of the Pulley, has answered why mankind is restless and unsatisfied despite their riches and fame. Take this from me, that regardless of your hard work to be successful in this life, without drawing close to your Creator, you will never be satisfied. So please, as we work towards our goals, let us also have a close relationship with our Creator, because he is the source of rest and not riches. This is the end of my analysis. Thank you for being my audience. This is the end of today's episode of the Power of Poetry podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Peace, and please don't forget to share.